It is now time for
the What You Talking About Willis Show.
What you talking about?
What you talking about?
With your host, Ryan Wacky Willis. Idiot. Right here on Call It Primetime Radio. Oh, man. It's 10 o'clock yet.
Oh, I am sorry. Is my microphone on?
You kidding me?
Bravo.
Hello, wacky listener. My name is Ryan Wacky Willis, and this is the very famous and popular What You Talking About Willis Show on College Primetime Radio. Yes. Oh, my gosh. You're joining me for another week? You like me that much? What's that? You don't like me. You hate my guts? But you like my voice?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Lol.
But no, seriously, thank you so much for joining me for yet another week as I discuss the wackiness that is college sports. Like I mentioned when I start every one of my shows, please follow us on Facebook or Twitter. I'm not begging you. All right, I'm not begging you to follow us. But please, please follow us.
Yeah.
Bravo. On Facebook, you can look us up at College Primetime Radio. Just type in facebook.com/collegeprimetimeradio. Or on Twitter, you can follow us at College Primetime Radio or at College Primetime. It doesn't make any difference. And if you would like to follow me personally, and why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're back to listen to me for yet another week, you should be following me by now, right?
Common logic to me. What is common logic? I have no idea.
Idiot. But if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, just look me up at WackyWillis90. That's at WackyWillis90. Or on Facebook, my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheRyanWillisShow. Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, show, S-H.
Oh. No. Wait a minute. Oh, I caught myself just in time.
No, I'm not spelling out show. This is like the third straight week that you've asked me to do it. No, I'm not doing it.
What you talking about, Willis?
Man, I'm harsh. I am just so cruel. I do apologize. All right, let's dive right into this, shall we? What are we talking about for the third consecutive week? I mean, come on. We're not talking about lacrosse or cricket here. We're talking about the NFL draft.
Yeah.
It's this week. It's on Thursday, April 30th. That's the first round. Then, of course, on Friday, it'll be rounds 2 through 3. And then Saturday, rounds 4 through 7. And you can watch all the action, because there's plenty of action, believe it or not, on rather ESPN or NFL Network.
You kidding me?
So last week, I gave my mock draft for picks 1 through 15. And I had a lot of fun doing it. But then, a couple of days ago, Missouri Tiger defensive end Shane Ray was pulled over and arrested for marijuana possession, and this happened on Monday morning. Oh, and a lane violation.
Zing!
Just 3 days before the NFL draft. So, I had Shane Ray naturally going at pick number 5 to the Washington Redskins. But now that Shane Ray has been arrested, it looks like he's going to completely fall out of the first round, or at least the top 20, right? I mean, it only makes sense. So, because of that, it's basically taken my mock draft and thrown it out into the street. Maybe that's where it belonged anyway. Lou. So, because of Mr. Shane Ray, this knucklehead,
idiot,
I had to revise my entire mock draft. I think it's only fair to you, the listener, if I go back and redo my entire mock draft. Because otherwise, I'm just going to be lazy and say, no, leave him there at pick number 5, even though I know he's not going to get selected there. So I went back and completely revised, redo. Yeah, I changed up my entire mock draft because of Shane Ray. So Shane Ray, I would like to take this opportunity right now to say thank you so much. You made my life so much more difficult.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm just not sure about that right now.
Just 3 days before the NFL draft, and he gets caught doing this. All he had to do was wait a few more days. Shane, wait until you get drafted, okay? Are you following me so far? Are you sure? Okay, wait until you get drafted. Then you can smoke the dope. Okay? You get drafted in the top 10. You make your millions. And then go off and be an idiot if you really want to. Or here's an even better idea. Just stop smoking the dope. Seriously. Isn't that hard?
You kidding me?
And not to mention, the NFL, they are super harsh on players that smoke that stuff, right? We look at Josh Gordon, the Cleveland Browns wide receiver. He's been caught doing it a couple different times. He's missed a lot of games because of it. I mean, how many NFL players over the last several years have been suspended for smoking marijuana? I mean, they take it more seriously, it seems like anyway, than what Ray Rice did to his fiance. Remember when Ray Rice beat his fiance and dragged her out of an elevator? And at first they only suspended him for like, what, a couple of games?
Wowzers.
But yeah, if you smoke marijuana, oh my gosh. I mean, we're talking about possibly a season-long suspension. The NFL, they take this stuff seriously. The MJ. You can't be smoking that anymore. Okay? So, Shane, I know that you love it. Okay? I know you can't get enough of it, apparently. And you couldn't wait a few more days until after you got drafted to smoke it. But you have to realize that you're becoming an adult now, or you're supposed to be becoming an adult now. You're going to be going into the National Football League. They have zero tolerance for this stuff. Zero. And now, it's probably going to cost you millions of dollars. Because we don't know where you're going to get selected now. Maybe you still go in the first round, okay? But I highly doubt it. Highly, highly doubt it. So like I said, it's being reported throughout the NFL this could knock Ray completely out of the first round of the draft. Similar to Randy Gregory, who I talked about last week. He's had problems with marijuana and just drugs in general. So you're looking at two guys, Ray and Gregory, who are both top 5, top 10 talents. Arguably the best pass rushers in this draft. And because of their poor choices, their poor decision making, they're probably not going to go in the first round. May not even go in the second round. I mean, we might be talking, you know, third, fourth, fifth, who knows what round. The point is, they're idiots. Why would you do this? I know you're technically still college kids, and college kids do stupid things. But I know for me personally, if I knew I was going to get selected early on in the NFL draft, especially the top 10, are you kidding me?
You kidding me?
I would stay as far away from alcohol, marijuana, drugs, you name it, as possible. I would not do anything to jeopardize me getting selected in the top 10 and making my millions. But that's just me. Maybe I'm alone in that discussion. I have no idea. Just stupidity. Just straight stupidity. And I know a lot about stupidity. Wink. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up during this program, like I mentioned in the open, I will be doing a revision of my mock draft, but it won't be just picks 1 through 15. It will be the entire first round, picks 1 through 32. Wacky Willis's mock draft. That will be coming up tonight. Also coming up tonight, I will be joined by a special guest. Who is it? Stick around, and you just might find out. All right, let's dive right into this mock draft. And real quick, if it sounds like my throat, my voice is a little raspy, that's because I went fishing last Friday with three buddies of mine from high school. And there was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of yelling. And yeah, I still don't have my natural voice back. Oh, it's cracking on me still as we speak several days later. So I'm sorry. I definitely feel like there's like a bullfrog in my throat right now. But that is why my voice sounds a little bit different, because it was kind of out a couple of days ago. And it's still recovering, which sucks because I like to yell and scream during my shows, and I'm having a difficult time doing that right now. But I mean, that's a good thing. That's probably a good thing, isn't it? I thought so. All right. Wacky Willis's revised mock draft. Pick number one. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston, quarterback, Florida State.
You kidding me?
I know. Last week, I said that they should take Marcus Mariota, and I still believe that.
Idiot.
But I don't think they will. Everything that I've been hearing over the last week since my last show has indicated to me that the Buccaneers are going to go ahead and pull the trigger and they're going to select Jameis Winston. Again, the guy's got a ton of upside, and probably if you look at just how he plays on the field, his overall ability, yeah, maybe he is slightly better than Mariota. Maybe he has more potential. But for me, because of his off-the-field issues, that's why I personally would not select him first overall. But again, from what I've been hearing, it really sounds like the Bucs are going to end up taking him. So I have Jameis Winston going first overall, unlike last week when I said they would take Mariota. I know I'm confusing you, but what else is new? Pick number two, the Tennessee Titans. Believe it or not, I think I'm going to shock you with this one. Leonard Williams, defensive lineman, USC. Not Marcus Mariota.
Well, I'm just not sure.
Why?
About that right now.
Because I just haven't heard enough from the Titans over the last couple of weeks to make me really believe that they even want to take a quarterback with this pick. I mean, we've been hearing so many rumors about how the Titans might just trade out of that pick. So obviously, they can't be that sold on Mariota, because I really have not been hearing very many reports out there, you know, from NFL.com or ESPN, that they are really in love with Mariota. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago. They have Zach Mettenberger on the roster already, and apparently they think he could be the next Tom Brady. So I have the Titans selecting Leonard Williams, defensive lineman, USC, who may be the best overall player in this draft, in all honesty. Not a bad pick. The Titans need to upgrade their defense. Absolutely.
Wowzers.
But I still think they should take Mariota if Mariota's there. But again, I just don't feel like it's going to happen. I haven't heard enough reports that indicate that that's where they're going to go. All right, pick number three. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Nothing has changed with this pick. Dante Fowler Jr. Outside linebacker, Florida. The Jaguars desperately need help on the defensive side of the ball. They really need somebody that can get after the quarterback. Although, in all honesty, they need a lot of help. Pretty much everywhere on the field, on both sides of the ball. So, they certainly could go wide receiver with this pick. I've been kind of debating that, going back and forth. But I feel like Fowler Jr. is probably the best pass rusher in this draft. Especially after Ray and Gregory messed up. So, I think that's the direction the Jags will go. Plus, again, Gus Bradley, head coach of the Jags, he's a defensive-minded coach. So that's really what makes me believe that they're going to go in that direction.
Idiot.
Pick number four, the Oakland Raiders. I had them selecting Kevin White, wide receiver, West Virginia. Now, there's been a lot of debate on who is the best receiver in this draft. Is it Kevin White or is it Amari Cooper from Alabama? I think it's Kevin White. Personally, I think Kevin White is slightly better than Amari Cooper. I think he's got slightly more upside. I think he's a little bit faster than Amari Cooper. I had the Raiders going with Kevin White. Pick number five, the Washington Redskins. Again, last week in my mock draft, I had them selecting Shane Ray. Not anymore. Now they're going to select Vic Beasley, outside linebacker, Clemson. The Redskins lost Brian Arakbo this offseason. They desperately need somebody to replace him. Get after the quarterback, Vic Beasley. Can't go wrong there. Pick number six, the New York Jets. Now, this is interesting. Marcus Mariota, according to my mock draft here, my board, is still available.
What you talking about?
The Jets, could they go with Mariota here? Absolutely. I mean, do you really think that Geno Smith is the answer for the Jets at quarterback? No, absolutely not, especially what happened to him last year. I mean, he just crumbled. He crumbled. I mean, he lost his job a couple different times. He really let the fans and media get to him in New York. I mean, it was ugly. I do not believe that Geno Smith is the answer in New York. So they certainly could go with Mariota here, but I had them selecting Alvin Bud Dupree. Outside linebacker, Kentucky. The Jets already have a really good defense. Yes, I get that. But adding a guy like Dupree is only going to make them better. And to be honest with you, they need, I think, a little bit more help with pass rush. They need somebody that can get after the quarterback. They're really good against the run. They re-signed Darrell Revis, the best corner in all in football. So that's going to help them out in their pass coverage. They need somebody to rush the quarterback. Dupree, he can do that for you. Pick number seven, the Chicago Bears. They lost Brandon Marshall during the offseason to the New York Jets. They need somebody to replace him, right?
You kidding me?
I had the Bears selecting Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama. Pick number eight, the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, wow, they've been a mess for the last couple of years. They've got Matt Ryan as their franchise quarterback, right? They signed him to a big contract a couple years ago. He hasn't been all that great. He hasn't been that spectacular. But you know what? I think he needs more time to throw the ball because he's got a great receiving core. He's got Julio Jones and Roddy White to throw the football to. Give him some more time to throw the ball. I have them selecting Brandon Scherff. Offensive lineman, Iowa. He can play tackle. He can play guard. He most likely will probably be a guard, but I think he's the best overall offensive lineman in this draft. Get him in there and protect Matt Ryan. Give him a better chance to try to turn around his career. Pick number nine, the New York Giants. Oh, boy. Where do the Giants go? I mean, what do they do with this pick? I had them selecting Danny Shelton, defensive tackle, Washington. You know, the Giants' defensive front hasn't been that good the last couple years, which is surprising because for the longest time, the Giants had probably the best defensive line in football. Way back in the day when they had Strahan, Jason Pierre-Paul, Justin Tuck. Well, now they just have Jason Pierre-Paul, who kind of had an off season last year. But they really need somebody up the middle, in the gut of that defense. that can take on a couple of offensive linemen and cause havoc up the middle and, of course, help the rush defense or the run defense. Danny Shelton can do that. He's a big boy. I have the Giants selecting him with the 9th overall pick. Pick number 10, the St. Louis Rams. I mean Rams. Bravo. Does Jeff Fisher fall into that trap that he seems to fall into every single draft and he takes an offensive lineman? Last week, I said they would take Amari Cooper, but because I had to redo my mock draft and Cooper's off the board, I had the Rams going back to their traditional ways. I had them selecting Lael Collins, offensive tackle, LSU.
Wowzers.
I don't know what it is about the Rams and offensive linemen. They haven't had a whole lot of luck with that. Maybe they'll finally get it right this time with Lael Collins. I guess it's possible, right? But the thing is, there is a report that just came out this week that Collins right now is talking with police about an incident involving his ex-girlfriend who apparently was killed and she was pregnant. And the police, I guess, are just questioning him and wondering if he knows anything about it. Now, look, I'm not suggesting at all that he is possibly a suspect in this case. But at the same time, it's like, wow, this is kind of a red flag, right? I mean, he was involved with this woman, and then she was found dead. And they're also saying that may be his kid. So, wowzers. I don't know if that's going to have any effect on his draft status at all, but that is something to consider now. That is something to be considered, but I think the Rams will still go with Collins with that pick. Pick number 11, the Minnesota Vikings. Trey Waynes, cornerback, Michigan State. I think he's the best cornerback in...
You kidding me?
I was going to say in all football. Okay, hold off, Ryan. Hold on. Okay. He's not the best cornerback in football yet, but he is the best cornerback in this draft. The Vikings, they play in the NFC North. I'm pretty sure they have this guy named Aaron Rodgers throwing the football around. The Lions, you know, they've got Stafford and, of course, Megatron, Calvin Johnson. The Vikings, they need secondary help. Draft Trey Waynes. Pick number 12, the Cleveland Brownies. I really poked fun at them last week. I'm sorry, Browns fans. I'll be a little bit more gentle this week. Lou. I still have them selecting Devontae Parker, wide receiver, Louisville. Josh Gordon, he's out for the entire season. They need receiving help. But wait a minute. Marcus Mariota is still on the board. How is this possible?
Yeah.
Shouldn't the Browns consider drafting him?
Yeah.
They definitely should consider it.
Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
But again, they have two first-round picks, so this is their first of their two first-round selections. I'm going to have them go with Devontae Parker with pick number 12. Will Mariota still be available by the time we get to the 19th pick? Stay tuned. Pick number 13, the New Orleans Saints. Arik Armstead, defensive lineman, Oregon. The Saints lost a lot of people on the offensive side of the ball this offseason, including the best tight end in football, Jimmy Graham. But their defense has been very mediocre for the last several years. Draft the big guy up front. He will help you immediately. Pick number 14, the Miami Dolphins. I still have them selecting Ereck Flowers, offensive lineman from Miami. He can play tackle or guard, probably better suited as a guard. The Dolphins need to give Tannehill some more time to throw the football. Pick number 15, the San Francisco 49ers. Jordan Phillips, defensive tackle, Oklahoma. The Niners have lost all sorts of players on the defensive side of the ball. They need help up front. Phillips, I think, would be a perfect fit.
Idiot.
Pick number 16, the Houston Texans. Breshad Perriman, wide receiver, Central Florida. The Texans lost Andre Johnson during the offseason, their best wide receiver in franchise history. He signed with the hated Indianapolis Colts. They need help at wide receiver. They still have DeAndre Hopkins, who's a very good young talent. But take Perriman. I think he will instantly help them at wide receiver. Now, pick number 17, my San Diego super-duper Chargers. Everybody, including their mothers, has the Chargers selecting rather Todd Gurley or Melvin Gordon, running backs, the two best running backs in this draft.
You kidding me?
But I disagree with that. I could see the Chargers going in that direction, but in my opinion, nowadays, you could find a very good, maybe even a great running back in the second round, third round, fourth round, any round. I mean, there are so many good, talented running backs, especially in this draft. I don't think the Chargers have to go in that direction. I had them going with Malcolm Brown, defensive lineman, Texas. I think he would be a perfect 3-4 defensive end for my San Diego Chargers, and they need help up front.
Yeah.
Pick number 18, the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean Chiefs, excuse me. Kevin Johnson, cornerback, Wake Forest. Pick number 19. Here we go. The Cleveland Browns. Their second first-round pick of the draft. Marcus Mariota is somehow still available, according to Wacky Willis. Do the Browns pull the trigger? Yes. Yes, they do. Marcus Mariota, quarterback, Oregon, welcome to Cleveland. And Johnny Football, sayonara. Adios, amigo. Marcus Mariota. So I think he's going to fall all the way to pick 19. Am I crazy? No. Am I wacky? Yes.
Idiot.
That's how I see it going down. I think Mariota's going to slide in this draft. I really do. And maybe teams that were thinking about taking him before this are going to end up regretting it. Kind of like what happened with Aaron Rodgers. Remember, he was selected in the 20s. That didn't work out very well for those teams that passed on him. No sorry, Barbara. The Browns, they will try it again with Mariota at quarterback. Pick number 20, the Philadelphia Eagles. Wide receiver, Philip Dorsett, Miami. The Eagles lost Jeremy Maclin this offseason, their best receiver from last year. And the year before that, they lost DeSean Jackson. Chip Kelly, come on, get another receiver in there. Pick number 21, the Cincinnati Bengals. I had them selecting Andrus Pete, offensive tackle, Stanford. I think the Bengals are getting a little old up front. They need to help out Andy Dalton as much as possible. In all honesty, this might be Andy Dalton's last year to prove that he can be the franchise quarterback there. I mean, he's taken the Bengals to the playoffs every single year, but they still have not won a playoff game. Give him a little bit better of a chance to be successful. Take the offensive tackle. Pick number 22, as we are getting closer to rounding out my own personal mock draft of the entire first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Landon Collins, safety, Alabama, by far the best safety in this draft. The Steelers, they just lost Troy Polamalu to retirement. Yeah, this totally makes sense in my opinion. Take Landon Collins. You won't regret it. Wink. Pick number 23, the Detroit Lions. Todd Gurley is now officially off the board. Running back, Georgia. A lot of people are saying that he could be the next Adrian Peterson. I say, not so fast, my friend. I'm not quite sure about that. He's coming off the torn ACL from last year. That's a concern. But he is the best running back in this class. The Lions need help there. They lost Reggie Bush during the offseason. I think this makes a lot of sense for the Lions at pick number 23. Now, the next team at number 24, the Arizona Cardinals. They also could use a running back. So I had them selecting the next best available back, Melvin Gordon, running back, Wisconsin. Pick number 25, the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, wow. Yeah, they could go wide receiver and help out Cam Newton, but I think they'd be helping Cam Newton out a lot more if they take offensive tackle DJ Humphreys from Florida. Pick number 26, the Baltimore Ravens. They really, really need another receiver. I mean, they got Steve Smith, who's like 106 years old. Lol. They lost Jacoby Jones. They just don't have a whole lot there. Oh, and they also lost Torrey Smith, who probably was their best wide receiver over the last several years. I had them selecting Jalen Strong, wide receiver, Arizona State. Pick number 27, America's team, or in my opinion, America's most hated team, Raffle, the Dallas Cowboys. Where do they go with this pick? Well, in my opinion, their biggest weakness right now is in the secondary. I had them selecting Jalen Collins, cornerback, LSU. Pick number 28, the Denver Donkeys. I mean, Broncos. I'll tell you what, if Marcus Mariota somehow fell all the way to pick number 28, I think the Broncos would be very tempted to select him. Because Peyton Manning, this will all but likely be his last season in the NFL, or at least with the Broncos, I would think. So they got to start thinking about the future. But since I already have Mariota off the board, I have them selecting Cameron Irving, center from Florida State, by far the best center in this draft. The Broncos do need to get a little bit younger, I think, up front. This will certainly help.
Yeah.
Pick number 29. We're getting close. I'm running out of breath. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Oh, my gosh. You might have to host the rest of the show for me. The Colts, I have them selecting Eddie Goldman, defensive tackle, Florida State. Jeez, another Seminole off the board. The Colts, I really think they could be the team to beat in the AFC this year. They need some more help up front, though, on the defensive line. Goldman will certainly help with that. Pick number 30, Green Bay Packers. I had them selecting Marcus Peters, cornerback, Washington. Pick number 31, the New Orleans Saints, with their second first-round pick selection. Here's where they're going to try to make up for the players they lost on offense. I had them selecting Nelson Agholor. I know I just butchered that. Wide receiver, USC. And rounding out the first round, the New England Patriots, who traditionally trade their picks away so they can get more picks later on in the draft. Here's my shocker of the entire first round. Shane Ray, defensive end / outside linebacker, Missouri. Yes, I know. We were talking about Ray earlier, saying that he might fall into the second round, third round. We have no idea. But the Patriots, they're the one team that could take a guy like Shane Ray and probably figure out what exactly is wrong with him, fix him, if you will, and get the absolute most out of him.
So I think
it would make sense
for
the Patriots to go in this direction. That is, if they don't trade out of the first round, which they probably will. Whew. So there you have it, folks. There's Wacky Willis's complete mock draft of the first round of the 2015 NFL draft. Take this to Vegas. Bet your house on it. Bet your wife and kids on it. No, I'm kidding. Please do not ever take me seriously, because I probably just missed on every single pick. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. That was a lot harder than I thought. Okay, I need some water. Hang tight for a second.
Like a rainbow in the dark. Mm. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Rainbow.
Okay, now that that's over with. I told you earlier on we were going to have a very special guest joining us, and I think he's ready to join us right... Oh, he just opened the door! He just opened the door! He's coming to the studio right now. Okay, hang on. I got to get all professional here. Hang on just one second. All right, real quickly here, we are joined by a very special guest, Juan Villa, formerly of Valley Center High School. Juan, real quick, what are your thoughts on the NFL draft?
You know, Ryan, the real question is, what am I not thinking about the NFL draft? Like, come on. LaDainian Tomlinson?
Wow, I am shocked that you know who that is. And what team did LaDainian Tomlinson play for during his NFL career?
Well, obviously, it was part of the Chargers at one point. And then... Now he's somewhere else.
You know what round he was selected in, Juan?
Third.
First round?
First, that's what I was going to say.
Fifth overall pick in 2001. That's why I'm the host, and that's why you're not. All right, real quick, Juan. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the first pick in this year's draft. Who should they take, Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota?
Definitely. It's a tough choice. Marcus has a nicer name, so I'm going to go with Marcus.
See, folks, this is what I've been trying to tell you since day one. Marcus Mariota is the better choice. He's more mature, and I think he's more ready for the NFL. Juan, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Now get out of my studio. Hey! What the heck is this? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, folks? He just beat me up during my show. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Let me tell you something. I'm going to have to get that guy back later on. So Juan Villa thinks that they should take Marcus Mariota with pick number one. I agree. But again, from what I've been hearing, it sounds like they're going to go with Jameis Winston. All right, now real quick before we... pardon me. Before we finish off the show tonight, I got another one on the line right now. Juan Ruiz.
You kidding me?
Also from Valley Center High School. And I asked Juan who he thinks the Tampa Bay Buccaneers should take with pick number one. Here's what he had to say.
I think they should pick Marcus Mariota. Mariota. Because the other guy sounds like a bad kid and stuff. Yeah. Did I say his name right?
Yeah. Sounds like somebody listened to my show last week, because remember last week I said, you know, is it Mariota or Mariota? I mean, I think I'm right either way, but then again, there's probably a better pronunciation. I have no idea. So Juan Ruiz also thinks that Mariota should go pick number one. Okay, two Juans both think that Mariota should go pick number one. Does that mean it's got to happen?
He is Juan approved for the number one pick.
Oh, two Juans think that Mariota goes at pick number one. Bravo. All right, wacky listener. I think that's all the time we have for today and for this week. Again, the NFL draft is this Thursday, April 30th. Do not miss it. It will start at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
You kidding me?
For all those, you know, East Coast listeners. I know there's at least one of you out there. See? I'm giving you a shout out. What was your name again? Zong! Again, thank you so much for tuning in, wacky listener. Enjoy. Come on. Yeah. Enjoy the NFL draft. I will talk to you next week. We will break down everything that happened. We will recap the entire draft. Who were the biggest winners? Who were the biggest losers? We'll talk all about it next week. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy the rest of your week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Hey, give me a... Oh.
Bye.